Okay, it started. Over to you, Katrina.
Thank you very much, Bart. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call today. So how are things? I'll just we'll start with a short update from our teams. So first, about we had Ben started rewriting the work plan guideline. Working group guideline, and handed it over to Mirjana, who also added some comments. Ben, did you have a chance to look at Mirjana's comment?
Yeah, it seemed all right.
Okay. So if you don't have any more comments, then I'll take over. Yep.
But I think it's important also that a non-English speaker gives some, you know, some input after I've gone through it, just because it's more important, you know, that level of understanding is more important.
Completely agree with you. So you agree with the comments made by Mirjana. So I will go through this guideline and address some issues raised by you and Mirjana, and hopefully we'll have this guideline finalized. Next guideline we had for converting into plain English, it was the work plan guideline. David, maybe you had a chance to look at that one?
Sorry, I was talking to mute. I don't think you're talking to me. I'm sorry. This is David McCauley.
I was talking to you too, yes. You also volunteered to review this plain English of our guidelines.
As I do recall, Katrina, and the answer is, to my embarrassment, I have not done that yet. My apologies. I don't have a good excuse.
That's fine. So probably I will... I'll go through this working group guideline and send it over to you, so you can have a final polish on it. So
if you do that, and again, my apologies, I really don't have a good excuse.
Yeah,
I've been.
That's fine.
Okay.
So what about the work plan guideline? Who will start with it, Ben or David? So can we agree on that? Okay, maybe this time, David, you start with going through this. So.
Katrina, this is Bart.
Yes, Bart.
May I share, say, based on, say, some earlier assignments, I've had a look again at the work plan guideline to align it with the statement and a little bit with the triage working group. I've included some small edits to clarify that relationship when necessary. Do you mind if I share it right now on screen to show people what I've done, so Ben and David will have a look at a agreed upon text, a final version?
I think that's an excellent suggestion, so we can look at the recent changes.
If you bear with me for a minute, I'll share you my latest version. And it's marked, so after this call is done, I'll send you, share the latest version with the working group. The first thing I've done and change was 4.2, because it didn't make sense action milestones to be included as such in the work plan. It's more a schedule of actions and milestones. If you look at it, say, from a perspective, we have different work items, and each of these work items will have deliverables and or action points. And these need to be scheduled in the work plan so everybody is aware. So I've renamed it schedule of actions and or milestones, and then refer to the work plan as defined, or the work item as defined in 4.1, and then of this guideline, and then a schedule based on one or several of the following actions and or milestones. This is what we normally do, and I think this creates more clarity around the relation between 4.1 and 4.2. So that's the first suggested change. Katrina, do you want me to run through them first and then take comments, or have comments now?
I'm not sure that you mean the comments from the group?
Yeah.
I think it won't be so. Well, if anybody has comments, you're welcome, but I think it takes time to get
Then the second one is just to make sure that, say, it's the chair or a designate, because, say, the chair is more the, if you combine all the guidelines, there will be a lot of workload on the chair. So one of the other guidelines that will be reviewed is the roles and responsibilities of the CCNSO Council, and this is more a placeholder for to designate a councillor as maintainer of the work plan and to take it. Otherwise there will be a lot of burden on the chair or vice chairs, and I think Leslie, you can allude to that. And then the second is that what I've clarified, when will the yearly work plan be updated? Say it's clear once a year, but also when the chair or designate is of the view that such a review is necessary. For example, as the result of the, say, the discussions currently on the CCWG stewardship and accountability, when, for example, when the CCNSO will get involved in implementation efforts, if at all. That might be a circumstance when you want to have a review of the yearly work plan, because it will have a huge impact. So that's what I clarified this. Ben wants to go into it. Second point is just the timing when the publication. Then the next section, the selection of work items. What I've done is try to clarify when is a work item included. So after you take some distance, it is definitely not clear. I hope it's clearer now. I will share this after the call with everybody, so you know what is happening. And these are the, and then version control and publication of the work plan. What wasn't included, but that's is a section on the monthly work plan. Say, if you recall, the guideline makes a difference between the yearly work plan and the monthly work plan, and there was no version control and or publication section on the monthly work plan. So I've included that one. And these are the major changes. I've checked at the request of Katrina, I checked the role of the triage committee again, and in this one and in the one on the statements. And in this one, yeah, it's the reference to the triage committee was already included in a proper way. The only difference is say, oh, there was a reference to Annex A, B, and there is no Annex B, but only an Annex A. So that's all. These were the changes that I suggest after going through it again and trying to align the different, the current guidelines under discussion by the working group or by the committee. That's all, Katrina.
Thank you very much, Bart. So, David, you have a question?
No, I just wanted to make a statement that I had, in fact, reviewed this document, made a note to myself at the end that I had forgotten that I didn't see any changes. So the changes that Bart just mentioned I thought were very good and made excellent clarifications to things that I really hadn't picked up on. Bart, the only thing I would say is in your monthly version control, you just have a typo on the word month. But otherwise, these all sound really good to me.
I'll do. Thank you, David. Yeah, being a non-native English speaker, sometimes I have these mistypos, as Katrina can tell.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We love you anyway.
but what I'll do is I'll share this version with the working group, adjust the typo you just mentioned, and maybe for second and final reading, Katrina, or if everybody agrees, then let Ben and David do the magic on this one to simplify it.
That's excellent. So I think if you post it today, can we all review it in within 2 working days? And then on Thursday, you can hand it to David. And so, David, you can start.
I'll do it.
Making it simple. Okay.
I feel chagrined that I was a little bit tardy, but I will be happy to do that, certainly. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you,
David,
Katrina.
Thank you very much, Bart. So all these changes and ideas for these changes you picked up from reviewing this statements guideline. Can you now share something about the statements guideline too?
Yes, I will. Just a minute. Let me see
okay.
if I can.
Okay.
I need to upload it and first recover it. No. Where did I see it? Katrina, may I suggest you go through the other ones first so I can upload it and share it?
Sure. I'll give it brief information about the CCNSO Council meeting guideline. Margarita is responsible for that, and she has reviewed it and sent it to me. Today I'll put it, actually I'm almost finished, put it into the framework of the guidelines that we have, and I will send it to the list responsible to this particular guideline. Some things that I changed there already had some very strange terminology used in this guideline. For example, voting council member. And as Margarita picked it up, it's not quite clear what is a voting council member. We still have all the council members are. All councillors are voting. So I propose to change it. The members of the council are voting, or non-voting members of the council. I change it to councillors. And, some other changes proposed by Margarita and something I also added to this guideline. So today we'll send to Margarita for exception for review and to the team. That's about the CCNSO council meetings guideline. Then we also have roles and responsibilities guideline. Leslie's leading the team. Supposed to look into this guideline, and today Leslie sent us this current version of the guideline. So it would be really great if somebody could volunteer to go through this guideline and have this first version for the team to discuss. So on this team we have Leslie, who is the team leader, Bart, Katrina, David, Nelson, and Dejan. So, anybody volunteers to review? So, who is on the call today from the group? Dejan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, can you?
I'm not sure what to do, to edit and make it editable,
well, copy the put it into the same...
Same for the previous documents, yeah.
So,
okay.
Do you
okay,
kind of volunteer just to at least try? If you have any questions, we're here to help you. And so if you could have... okay, thanks a lot. So...
Okay, you're welcome.
So, Bart, I see you have uploaded the document. Now we can go to the signature statement.
Thank you, Katrina. So what I've done is, let me first scroll down, and if you get seasick, just give me a warning. If you look at the current, it's more a procedure, but call it guideline on the CCNSO statements and position papers. There is a distinction between CCNSO statements, CCNSO council statements, and special incident, critical incident statements. So what I've done, and Katrina asked me to look at it again with a view of, because this was adopted prior to the creation of the triage committee. So Katrina asked me to look at it with whether there is a role of the triage committee for this one. So that's what I've done, but also looked at it again based on current understanding. Ben has his hand up. Ben, go. Ben, you have any question?
Bart, I just wanted to know, do we have...
You don't have this version. I've shared it with Katrina last week, but she asked me to run you through it, and then I'll share it with you.
Okay. Do we have a definition of a critical incident somewhere?
If all goes well, it should be in there. But let me run through it, because I think let's look at it at the point when the procedure is illustrated. But I think it's in there, but it's the third point. So revisit your question later on. So so what I've done is it had the section of it was an introduction. It now sets purpose and scope of this guideline, and the timelines are, there is an annex to it. The timelines are, it depends very much on the complexity of the issue at hand, the number of volunteers, etc., and the timing of the request. Sometimes it's, as you will see, there is a drafting team involved, and just finding volunteers for a drafting team may cause some issues. But again, so what I've done is make clearer in the introduction and purpose part that there are three kinds of statements: the critical incident statement, council statement, and the CCNSO statement, and the differences. CCNSO statements. CCNSO statements, for those of you who do not know, That's the full CCNSO, so that's the full membership and council need to say at least have no objection to the statement. And the council needs to adopt. And there is a consultation of the full membership, and they have the ability to make suggestions to the language. Just a minute. So in the first one is the reference to the triage committee, and I suggest that you look at it, say, after this call. It's updating again, trying to align it with the working group guidelines, say, the role of council with appointment of members to the drafting team, etc. Some other language included, and finally with a reference. Then the council statement, the main difference here is that between the council statement and the CCNSO statement is that, say, and that's what I've clarified, in sections 2.5 and 2.6, where there is the role of the membership, that these steps are omitted, and therefore the CCNSO members are not involved. And for the other steps are still relevant. So that's the easiest way of dealing with it, and to make it very clear what the difference is. And then the CIS. Now going to the CCNSO critical incident. Ah, there you are. And there is a description of what is, at the time, was considered a critical incident. And the critical incident is not so much related on, say, if the council or others perceive an issue of high relevance for the CCNSO, broader CCTLD community, and there is a need to react very swiftly, and preferably with a CCNSO kind of statement, then you have something that is called a critical incident. It is nothing to do with a critical incident in the infrastructure or operational sense. It's more critical incident in, and maybe another word would be better to describe it, but there is at least a description of the procedure in order to make clear there is the ability to do this. In the history of the CCNSO, we had only one incident that was considered critical in the sense of what is described here. That was at the Nairobi 2010 meeting, when within 4 or 5 days the CCNSO was able to submit a statement based on a speech from ICANN's CEO at the time at the GAC. And it was considered necessary by the CCNSO Council to make that statement. So that is what is considered a critical incident statement. Ben, I think, say, and this goes back, probably people are put on the wrong foot if you think of critical. It's critical incident as being something of a technical operational nature. It is more that it's an incident that needs a quick response. So maybe a better name or another heading is preferable. So these, going back to the changes, again, the a change on the drafting time, etc. As said, they try to align it, try to clarify it a little bit more, what are the different types of statements, and as it say, based on what you just said, Ben, probably critical incident statement is not the best heading for the section, but my suggestion would be that we use the same procedure as we just did, Katrina, that I'll send it to the full group to review again, and then we take it to the next stage. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bart. I just think that better share it with the subgroup or the team which is responsible for this, because later we will have when the team comes up with the first review and this first draft for discussion, then we will send it to the full group anyway. Just if we start sending them to the entire group, it will get too messy again. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, regarding this, guideline, so Eduardo is the team leader. There we have Daniel, Katrina, Bart, Stephen, and Ben on this group. I could actually, I have this, I think you, no, you didn't send it to me. Okay, you, Bart, if you could send it to me, I will put it into the framework and then we'll share with the team.
Yes, I've sent it to you last Friday,
A
week
ago. Yes, correct, yes, but unfortunately I didn't have... Well, I had horrible internet connectivity, so I wasn't very active email. But yes, I saw you did send it to me. Yes, thank you. So that's about all these. We have one more guideline. We have guideline on the CSNSO meetings, and thanks to Alejandra, she put everything in Google Docs, but it looks that we are not very active users. So how many of you have had time to go to Google Docs and check guidelines that are posted there? Anyone? Oh, Alejandra, yes, sure, I know that you did that. Okay, David had a brief look, and some people hopefully also had looked at it. Well, currently, if we look at, talk about this CSNSO meetings guideline, it's there, and we have a few comments from Alejandra. So other members of the team did not comment. You had your time. So I hope that it means that you're quite happy with this guideline. But I still would like Bart to have a look at it.
I will.
Thank you very much, Bart. I know that we're exploiting you very heavily. But you know everything better than anyone else. And there's also this meeting charter for meetings program working group.
That was my question.
And it's, I think it must be reviewed as well, because first of all it has old members, and for example it has Dina Beer, unfortunately she left. Then we have we have observers, we have support staff, which is good. And we have comments there from Alejandra too. So those who are working on this CSNSO meetings guideline, so it's Katrina, Daniel, Bart, Gabi already reviewed it. Alejandra, Mirjana, and Joke. So please have a look at again. have a look at the charter. I know that for those who are not members of the program working group, it's, it might not be so easy to understand what changes should be implemented in the charter, but, well, maybe you still have some ideas and how to improve the charter. So, regarding citizens on meetings guideline, we all look at BART and hope that BART will give us guidelines and point the finger to the right direction. Okay, so I think that we are more or less, we have covered the guideline that we're currently working on. Anyone has any questions, comments about these guidelines, the guidelines we just discussed? Okay, David?
Thank you, Katrina. The one that Bart just went through, the CCNSO statements, a few thoughts occurred to me. I'm not on that team, that maybe I should send to you, or maybe should I mention them now? Just questions or comments about a couple of them?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Well, one of them was with respect to the CCNSO statements. I had a question because I saw in the text as it scrolled by that it was a statement to be from the CCTLD community, and my question was, are these are CCTLDs that are not members of CCNSO, are they given an opportunity to make any input? So it's really just a question about the process. I don't know that they need to be, but if it's representative of the CCTLD community, I thought maybe we ought to just consider the question. And the other was with respect to critical incident statements. I was just curious if those, when they are created and released, are they simply published, or are they also, is a notice sent to other groups like GNSO, ALAC, GAG? I mean, is there a proactive effort to bring them to the attention of other members of the community? So it was just those two questions. Thank you.
David, so Bart, you know the process, and since you remember the only occasion of the critical...
I'm not the only one remembering. If you look at the chat license...
I know that
let me start with the first procedural question. In principle, where we mentioned the CCTLD community, we do send... for example, you see it as well in working groups guideline. We do send material to what is called the CCTLD community list, which is far broader than the CCNSO members list. But unfortunately, we also know that not all CCTLDs are subscribed to that list. There is only one email list that is includes all CCTLDs, but we don't know whether they read it or don't, and that was created for special purposes only for the for the IANA stewardship transition, and it can only be used for that one. So in a way, we know we do not reach all CCTLDs, but we know we're far broader than the CCNSO membership, and with using the CCTLD community list. So from that perspective, in the icon, it is and it isn't representative for the CCTLD community. Does that answer your question, David?
Yes, thanks, Bart. It sounds like it's given consideration, and I recall what Byron said when he was discussing with the board the efforts to sort of broaden the reach for the framework of interpretation. There's only so much you can do at a point in time.
Yeah. And so that's, and we very, and put it this way, we are, the CCNSO Council, and I think the broader CCNSO community, is very aware of this issue, and especially those who are more active. That's why there is this constant difference between CCNSO and CCNSO Council. And if you look at letters, etc., it's always mentioned. So going back to your second question, whether others are informed in case of the critical incident, as I said, we've only used it once, and to my knowledge, that letter, because it was a letter to the board, or ICANN board of directors, was shared with the GNSO, was shared with other SOs and ACs, and even beyond the ICANN supporting organization advisory, with, for example, the IAB. But it was quite extreme at the time. And normally Okay. Any other questions?
So if we don't have any more questions, then I have a question about the next calls. Currently we have the calls booked bi-weekly, but starting from our previous call, which was 3 weeks ago. So at this point, we have them scheduled next Monday and every 2 weeks after that. So how does it look for you? Could we have a call next Monday? Hopefully we would have some progress with the working groups guideline, with the meetings guideline, with council meetings guideline. Okay, for your case, okay. Anybody who wouldn't be able to join, so Alejandra is okay. So next Monday works for David. Unfortunately, it doesn't work for Leslie, but I'm sure she will guide us via emails. We'll have next Monday, and then every second week. Okay, so if that's okay, then we just leave our scheduled calls as they are at the moment. And so to summarize, so by next Monday we'll try to have hopefully finalized working group guideline. So I will review it and will send it to David for some final polish if he finds there anything to change. So then we have a work plan guideline. David will start working on making it easier to read. Then we'll have the CCNSO statement guideline. I will try to put it into the framework and send to the team. Same with the guideline on CCNSO council meetings. We have this, the team which works on CCNSO meetings, will have a look at the charter for the meeting program working group. And Bart will have a look at CCNSO meeting guideline. So anything you would like to add, any other business, any questions or anything? Leslie, yes.
Hi, Katrina. Yes, just a question. Are we meeting in person in Dublin? And if so, it would be good to schedule, please.
This is Bart. We have scheduled a meeting time, or at least, and I will send it as soon as possible to this group. It hasn't been confirmed yet, that's why we haven't informed you, but I'll send the tentative day and time.
Well, we've had several options there. We've had several options Sunday and Monday, so probably Monday works better for us. Or Sunday is fine, too. So.
Yeah, but it's. I'll send the tentative times, but they still need to be confirmed.
Okay, very good. So please send the options. What options do we have? Because we still have some uncertainties with regarding the meetings with other organizations, and so probably Monday looks more promising in this respect. Okay. Yes, exactly. Sunday is quite booked, so I also think that Monday is looks better in this respect. Well, at least for now. Yeah, but anyway, Bart, we're waiting for possible time slots from you. Yes, thank you very much. If there are no other comments, then okay, Bart, you have.
Maybe just for the information, maybe I don't know, Katrina, if you shared it already. Excuse me. At the last council call, there was a discussion around one of the guidelines, in particular the guidelines for appointing a CCNSO delegate on the nominating committee. And the committee is requested to review that in time for the next NUMCOM appointment is due, and that's next year. But hopefully that will happen. But at least there was a in-depth discussion on that particular guideline and the relevancy of the guidelines for the CCNSO.
Okay, thank you. Well, actually today when we spoke about the work plan guideline again, even though we really hoped that it was ready, yeah, I saw that, perhaps we won't finish with all our review work until, I don't know, our retirement. But I hope that we will definitely finish this guideline until next year when there's the next nomination committee thing. So thank you very much. I hope that we'll meet next week and we'll have some progress and to share with others. So thank you very much for joining. Oh, Ben retires in 8 months. I hope that we will finish the work until your retirement. So thank you very much for joining today, and I see you in 2 weeks. So.
Thank you, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.